ran up on the hill about 12 o'clock. Reached right back and got me a poke. Went to the hard one, got me a hook. Placed that line right on that hook. Said, you've been fishing all the time. I'm going to fish you too. I bet your life, your loving wife, catch more fish than you. Any fish bite, got good bait. Here's a little something I've let you lay. Any fish bite, got good bait. I'm going to fish you. Yes, I'm going to fish you. I'm going to fish you too.
This is the Why Fish Radio Podcast with your hosts, Brad and Brad.
Hello, all you fisher persons, and welcome to another Why Fish Radio. Why Fish is brought to you by Cats on the Red of Lockport, Manitoba, the mecca of channel cat fishing. I am your host, Brad, and I'm here with my friend, Other Brad, and we're going to change up the intro a little bit, as you can tell. And this week, we have some interesting stories, I guess, to share about the lost trophies and some different places to go. So I'm going to let Brad start out because I think he's got the most recent good story to tell. Brad, how you doing?
I'm not doing too bad. And you know, like you say, talking about the big ones that get away, you know, anyone has seen looking at our website, we land our fair share of fish, but every once in a while you get one that just slips away. And had a little encounter with that here just last week. I was up with a good friend of mine up on the Ontario side of Lake of the Woods. We were pulling crankbaits along an island, just kind of hoping to catch whatever might get in the way of our lures. And we were catching a mixed bag of mainly walleyes. I caught one small northern, and all of a sudden, my friend Gary ties into a fish that's putting a pretty good bend in his rod. And it took a little while for him to get it, you know, to the point where we could even see this fish. Finally, up it comes from the depth, and it's a northern pike, and it's a big northern pike. Big head, thick across the back. I mean, this thing had some shoulders. And the fish is hooked pretty well. You know, like I say, it's a crankbait with two sets of trebles, and things are clicking along pretty much as they should. Unfortunately, he's got one of these little wimpy nets with the rubber basket that it's about 2 inches deep. And I hate the things myself, but, you know, that's, another story in and of itself, which leaves only a couple of different options for landing this fish. One would be to try to reach down and grab it, you know, under the gill plate, or try to get a hold of it by the tail and bring it in that way. But this was a fish that was big enough where you didn't have a lot of room for error to do that. And the other thing is he's got a pretty good-sized boat. It was a 21.5-foot Lund, and it's got fairly high sides on it, so you can't just reach down to water level without leaning over the side. So the only other option we had was a muskie cradle, you know, which normally is a pretty good device for landing fish. But things didn't quite go according to plan with this one. Got the fish in the cradle, and things are looking pretty good. Then the front treble gets caught in a piece of the netting. The fish gives a little flop, pulls out the back hook. It slid right out the back of the net, back of the cradle. And it hung there just suspended for, you know, it seemed like probably 4 or 5 seconds. Not sure how long, but it's like, come back, come back. And then it just disappeared out of sight. And I mean, all we wanted was a picture of it. And I mean, it was a 40-inch class pike, no doubt about it. You know, I asked him later, I said, what's the biggest pike you've ever caught in your life? He said, well, you mean that I've landed? And I said, well, yeah. And that was 38 inches, and this one definitely had that beat. So, you know, what a heartbreaker, but he handled it well.
I had a similar story with a big pike here a couple years back in the spring channel run out at Devils. I was out with my wife. We were just having a good time catching 3, 4, 5 pound northerns. Action was good. Weather was good. The people around us seemed to be pretty good. And we were getting kind of hungry, ready to go. And I said, well, let me run out of bait, catch one more fish on this last line, and then we're going to hit the road. Well, I no more and spit that out and set my other rod down than bang, my little bobber went down because I was actually rigged up for a walleye. So no leader, no nothing, just a nice number 4 hook on about an 8 pound leader, and picked up the rod, tightened up the line, took the slack out and set the hook, and oh my. Well, it didn't feel like that big of a fish, actually, until it got up to where I could actually see it from the shore, and then it turned around and the race was on, and amazingly, I got this fish up to the shore, and I got a look at it, and the guy next to me, I asked him, if you got a measuring tape, please go get it. Told my wife, get my camera out of my bag, because we're going to get a shot of this one. Got it up to the shore, stepped in the water, and realized I didn't have a net with me at all. Nobody did. So what I did was I decided that I was going to grab it across the top of the head and push it up onto the gravel like I usually do with the bigger ones. When by bigger, I mean in the 8-9 pound class. And when I put my hand over the back of this guy's head, I couldn't even get my fingers onto his gill plate. And I'm like, oh my. And I'm thinking this to myself. So what I did is I pushed the fish kind of on his back and rolled him up onto the gravel. His tail was still in the water. And decided that the best thing to do would be grab a hold of the gill plate while he was laying on the shore and just pull him up onto the gravel and deal with him later, get his picture, and let him go. So now we've got attention. Get the thing, grab it by the gill plate. I'm just about to pull it. What's it do? It rolls out of my hand, bites the line off, falls in the water. It sat there long enough that I just sat there and looked at it, trying to scoop it up while it, you know, one quick thrash and goodbye fishy. And that's the first time I think I've ever been ready to cry whenever losing a fish. And I've lost some fairly big fish in my day, but that was the sad story. In hindsight, if I would have been thinking, I should have just dropped to my knees the first time I had it out and just kind of pinned it to the shoreline. I mean, I already had wet feet, but with wet pants mattered. So the long and the short of it, folks, is everybody loses a big fish. And that's kind of what we're going to talk about, I think, is just losing big fish and, you know, just kind of how it builds the character and you go along with life. And that's just how it has to be.
Well, and, you know, I do kind of detect a recurring theme here too, in that it seems to involve northern pike maybe a little more often than any other fish. And I think, you know, part of the nature of the beast there is that you know, they've got those teeth, and you're sort of limited as to where you can grab. I mean, you're not going to try to lip them like you would a bass, you know, at least unless you're just a total idiot or something. You're not going to do that. And they're also a little bit slippery, you know, being the slickies that they are, they're not necessarily easy to grab. So They're a pretty easy fish to lose, you know, if things don't go well, and especially the big ones. And, you know, I guess that fish that we lost there last week, I mean, it certainly wasn't the first one, you know, as far as a big northern pike that I had seen disappear back into the depths. I guess the one that stands out in my memory most of all was from a trip I took up into far northern Ontario, and this was back in the early 90s, back when there was a couple by the name of Kevin Geary and Deborah Johannesson. And they did a show called Outdoor Encounters. It was a great, great show back in its day. And we were fishing northern pike. It was late in the fall, and we're jigging at the mouth of this river. And I mean, you have to just kind of picture the setting. It was just an absolutely gorgeous spot. You know, rock cliffs all around. There's some current coming in. We're catching some nice walleyes there. And the odd northern pike too. In fact, we were actually pretty much set up for northern pike. We're fishing big jigs in, you know, 20, 25 feet of water, which tends to be where the pike are that time of year. And I tie into a big one, and it's taken line, and, you know, you go through all the typical gyrations you go through, and you've got a big northern pike on. It's, you know, they're not going to come in without a fight. And I get this fish, you know, close to the boat, and all of a sudden it pops to the surface. And I mean, even those guys whose career was basically devoted to catching big fish, their jaws dropped. And I saw it, and there it was. It came right there. It gave a little thrash. It straightened out the hook on the jig. And, I mean, this wasn't just a little wimpy quarter-ounce jig. This was a big jig with a pretty, you know, pretty heavy hook. And there it was, hung there for just a second, and then it just sort of disappeared back into the depths. And, oh, how I howled. But, you know, they said looking at that fish, they figured it was in the 50-inch class. And, you know, I guess looking back on it, in my mind, it had to have been pretty close. Big, big fish.
Well, besides the northern pike keep coming up and up, and I'm not going to tell the stories, but I have lost a big walleye. Just a few weeks ago, I lost a big one at the boat. I have lost a big catfish right at the boat again this year. So it happens with everything else, but I think there's one good thing, and you'll agree with me, about a lost big fish. There's always a great fish tale to come right behind it, and you can always tell your buddies and tell the stories. And it seems like those are the ones that really stick with you. I mean, sure, you got the beauty on the wall. Yeah, I caught that in 1978, and I was in this type of water, in this type of boat, and you remember everything about it. But you know what? Those big girls that get away, those are the ones you really talk about.
It's really true, and I think it's just because it is just that, you know, that lost, sort of some lost hope there. Maybe, you know, it's sort of a reflection on life on some level there. But, you know, then you get the ones that you don't see. You have them halfway to the boat. I mean, they're tearing line off the drag like crazy. You've been fighting the fish maybe for, you know, 10, 15 minutes, and then all of a sudden your line just goes slack. And that's the real heartbreaker, the ones that you don't even get to see. I mean, it's bad enough to lose them at the boat, but at least you've gotten to see them, so you have that picture in your mind. And, I mean, we've all got those stories. I know I had a lake trout I lost here about 4 summers ago. In fact, this would have been summer of 2001, and I remember this well because it was the same night there was a absolutely horrible windstorm ripping through Grand Forks. There was winds of 100 miles an hour plus in town here that night. But there we were up in the Ontario side of Lake of the Woods fishing lake trout. And, you know, it's probably 8, 9 o'clock at night. And I tie into this fish, and, I mean, you could feel its head shaking down there, and it was a big, big fish. And all of a sudden, probably 20 feet from the surface, the line just went slack. Didn't break the line, just something happened. It came unhooked, and that was the end of that story. And I guess it just kind of leaves you to kind of imagine what it might have been. You know, who knows? But, you know, that's part of the fun, too, I guess.
Well, if you remember back, folks, a few shows after our big sturgeon excursion, when Brad tied into a 59-incher that was tail-hooked, and we had the whole big adventure of chasing it. Now, here's the thing, and we've talked about this one off the air. If you had lost that fish, what would the story have been?
Well, it's interesting you should mention that, because that's exactly what I was thinking about here next. It's, it would have been a 100-pound fish. There's no doubt about it, because, you know, nothing else could have done that. You know, I was just totally convinced that was, you know, a 70-plus-pound fish. And, I mean, don't get me wrong, a 59-inch sturgeon is a very big fish, and, you know, certainly one to put a smile on anyone's face. But, you know, if we wouldn't have seen it and it would have gotten off, it would have been a lot bigger. And I tell you what, as any honest-to-goodness fisherman knows, that's a fisherman's prerogative. You get to stretch the truth a little bit when you don't get to see them.
Well, folks, I think you got the gist of what we're trying to talk about this week, which is basically the lost fish. He's always going to give you something to talk about. It's always going to be with your memory. And that's just part of fishing, is the memories. We preach it week in and week out. It's just have fun, enjoy it. And, hey, you're going to remember that lost one that you got to see a lot longer than you're going to remember the medium one that you landed, or the not so big one that you landed. So I think that's about it for that subject. I hope you enjoyed the show. Don't forget, we're brought to you by Cats on the Red of Lockport, Manitoba. We just spoke with one of the guides up there. Water's high, fishing's hot. Get up there. If you know how to run a boat, you're going to have a blast. Everything seems to be good. So check them out on the net, catsonthered.net. Give Stu a call. He'll set you up, take care of you. Brad, I still don't know the phone number.
That'd be area code 204-757-9876. And don't ask me why I know that, but probably has something to do with the fact that I've called up there every once in a while. But till next time, keep your hook in the water, keep your line tight, and most of all, keep it fun.
You have been listening to the Why Fish Radio Podcast with your hosts, Brad and Brad. For more information, log on to our website at why-fish.com.